Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And happy spring, everyone. The vernal equinox occurred at 33 minutes past 11 a.m. Eastern time this morning. And much of the east and northeast will see tranquil weather to start the new season. A stray shower or two notwithstanding. We'll see partly cloudy skies with temperatures slightly above normal, upper 50s, to lower 60s in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C., at least through the beginning of the week, through Wednesday. Boston will be in the mid-50s, Chicago close to 70 tomorrow. Down south, that's a different story. With a potent spring storm and a very strong cold front triggering severe thunderstorms from central and east Texas up through Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi, moving eastward on Tuesday. Some of these storms could produce tornadoes and very heavy rains with flash flooding, especially through northern Louisiana, central Mississippi, and Alabama. The rest of the nation we'll look at in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Sad days in St. Paul, strip club closed, damsels homeless. Details on strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Find it hard to believe that it's illegal to sell a monkey to Chris Brown. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
You're expected to kind of respect your elders or, you know, the veterans, the girls that have been there for a while. And it's really important that you stay on their good side because, you know, the veterans are tight with a lot of the customers, they're tight with the staff, the management. It's just kind of a respect thing. And if it comes down to it, if you get in a fight with like a veteran and it's just you as a baby stripper and then the veteran, the management is definitely going to choose the girl that's been there longer. So just know that, you know, there is a little bit of a hierarchy, you know, and as a baby stripper, because I've been a baby stripper in multiple different clubs.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
A baby stripper. Now you know the secret life of a baby stripper. Let me share with you a Proustian moment. Yes, I said a Proustian moment. I was listening to this song, A Penny for Your Thoughts, by Tavares, one of the greatest groups of all time. And into my mind slammed this memory. Many years ago, I was consulting the CBS, then, radio station in Boston, WROR. It's still there. It's a dominant station, number one or two in the city. I got it up to a 6.7, but they've never called me to say, how would you do that again, Walter? But I thought one of the cool moves that I'd do is I'd learn from many people that Tavares was one of the hottest groups you could play in Boston. And then I saw that they were performing. And I know something about people. When they get out of a concert, they turn on the radio because they want to hear the music of whoever was performing. They're hoping to hit that group on the radio. Odds of that are horrible unless you do one thing. The performance, the concert was like 50 miles from Boston. 50 miles. I got in the car. I drove a rental. I drove to where the concert was. And I sat there in the parking lot waiting for that concert to get out. And the minute it got out, I called the radio station. And and I said, the concert's getting out, and let's play a Tavares record, probably this one. Let's play three Tavares records. And that's what they did. And then the next night, and the next night after that, I got in the car at, 10 at night, drove to this remote location where the concert was outside of Boston, so that I could call the radio station and say, oh, they've just gotten out. Well, I was very proud of the effort I made. I thought this was great. That this is what, real programmers do if they're really dedicated to it. But I have a way of making everything as hard as it can possibly be. The simplest tasks I make as hard as I can possibly make them. Incredible things I'll do to make it harder than it needs to be, whatever it is. I told this story, 5 years later, 10 years later, to programming people. And I thought they'd go, wow, Walter, you're really dedicated to being a great programmer. You drove 50 miles outside of Boston to go to where Tavares was performing, to see the crowd get out and call the radio station and say, now play a Tavares record. I thought this would be a great strategic move on my part. The programmers who I told this story to looked at me, and they were like, why didn't you just call the box office and ask them when the concert got out? I betcha they'd be happy to tell you. Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Tonight, we're going to talk about spring break. We're going to talk about your personal experiences with spring break and my personal experiences living in Fort Lauderdale during spring break, not visiting, living in Fort Lauderdale during spring break. Unbelievable event. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm going to share with you the opportunity you have been dreaming of for the past 2 years, the opportunity to work for yourself, the opportunity to use the knowledge of your city and your natural skills to persuade, to make money. The name of the company I want you to be involved with is called Social Indoor. Social Indoor. Social Indoor. You walk into a bathroom in your city, in one of the big restaurants, and boom, there's a beautiful digital display. What does it show? It shows advertising, community announcements. And who put them on that beautiful digital display? You did. That's the power of your persuasion and your knowledge of the city. With Social Indoor, you'll get proprietary rights to a custom 22-inch monitor installed in restrooms of your city's most popular bars and restaurants. This company, Social Indoor, has had 35 years of experience building out nationwide networks. It has a low entry fee, and Social Indoor immediately reinvests it back into your market with monitors and installations. Let us help you own and build your own digital billboard company. Finally, you get to be on the cutting edge of technology. Finally, you get to use your skills. Here's the phone number. Listen to me carefully. 952. It's one of these horrible cell phone numbers, but it is your tap to the future. 952-206-0917. 952-206-0917. Here you go. 952-206-0917 for more information about owning your own business. Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday.
Easter means those beautiful Easter egg colors. And now you can get them on your sheets and on your slippers. And you get it at 800-844-0876. Please call that number right now. That's the number of MyPillow. The MyPillow company has an incredible sale on slippers and Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine the color. That's the color that they've got, from black to pink. 800-844-0876. This is premium. Premium sheets and premium slippers. You can wear these slippers outside. You can walk the dog with these slippers outside. Yes, I said you can wear these slippers outside. And what a great gift. What a great Easter gift without having to spend a fortune for Easter. Enough with the spending. 800-844-0876. Use my name, Walter, and you'll see dramatic discounts on the Giza Dream Sheets and the MyPillow Slippers.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
Welcome to our club.
688-WALT, the only live radio show across America right now. It's Sterling on Sunday. I broadcast live from my laundry room. That's why you hear random thumping. That's the dryer. It isn't like what some talk shows do or some music shows or wacky zoos do. They do it from their home, but they're in an isolated, quiet little closet. No, sir, we're out in the open. We are out in the open of our hideous. This is the ugliest laundry room I have ever seen, and it's tragic because I used to have a beautiful laundry room, really beautiful, if you can imagine that, a beautiful laundry room that was, ready, finished. That is the key in a suburban home. Is the laundry room and the basement finished? This is not finished. This is a laundry room looking for a can of paint. Where can it find a can of paint? Here's a washing machine sitting over here. Here's a dryer sitting over there, completely unconnected. James Copeland is working right now at a county fair. Hello, James.
Hello, Walter.
This is a surprisingly good connection for an AM radio show. Now, except in Kansas City, we're on KMBZ FM, a giant FM station. Now, where is this fair that you're working? You're working security. You're working security at a fair. Does that mean you're up all night?
Oh, yeah. So I get to be up all night, and all I do is I listen to AM radio all night, and I ride around in a golf cart, and that's just about it.
What has been the furthest signal you've received?
Well, you know, it's really fun when you're listening to, say a station on, like, WCBS's frequency. But, say, for instance, there's a closer station on 880 that, you know, might be broadcasting, and then you might hear just a pause in the transmission, and you can actually hear the other station come in. So, yeah, I've heard some New York stations, that sort of thing. Nothing international except if you want to count all the Mexican stuff that I can't understand.
And what is your job?
So pretty much all I have to do is drive around once an hour in a golf cart and endure. You know, people think, oh, we're out in the desert, it's hot at night. But no, it's actually pretty cold. So, I mean, I'm wearing full, you know, winter gear, the warmest stuff I can find. And even then, it's still pretty cold because you're not really moving that much. But, yeah, you have to just drive around once an hour in a golf cart, and then I just kind of sit and wait for anything to happen, which nothing ever does. And then maybe look for some loose change on the ground. And then at 6 o'clock, I open up the gate for the livestock kids to come and take care of their various annoying animals.
What kind of fair is this? Is this like a 4-H fair?
So, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of 4-H stuff at it, but, yeah, this is a county fair. So the it's put on by the county, and, you know, normally people, at least in the Midwest where I'm from, you know, you assume, oh, it's a county fair, it's going to be in the fall. But out here in the desert, you know, in September, it's 110, 115, so it's too hot to do that in the fall, so they have to do it in the spring.
How many people attend this fair?
So, well, the other day we had the parking lot, you know, pretty substantial parking lot was just absolutely completely full. I haven't heard any of the numbers, but, you know, the attendance has been pretty incredible, quite honestly. I did this last year, and, you know, we were open for business last year. I think just because of the weather, the numbers were kind of down, but had some really, really nice days, so that's really brought in quite a few people.
What's the admission fee?
The admission fees, yeah, I don't have to pay that because I'm super privileged, but I think it's like something like $7 for kids and $9 for adults. But the thing of it is, this fair, I don't know of any other fair in the nation that is like this. This one is completely no taxpayer dollars involved at all. It's all privately funded by the fair board and donors and just the price of admission that keeps it going. So I don't know of any other fair in the nation. There may be some. But this is quite a rarity. I mean, the county's only involvement is they gave the people who run the fair, like, the land for a dollar. And other than that, they pretty much stay out of it.
They're permanent fairgrounds?
Yeah, permanent fairgrounds. It was all built by the local farmers. Fencing and everything was all donated. And the townspeople around here, it's near Parker, Arizona. And they're really the ones who make it happen and just donate a ton of money every year to make this thing work.
And what is the name of the fair?
So it's just called the La Paz County Fair. We're in La Paz County, Arizona. It's west central Arizona. So pretty much from where I am, you could throw a rock and hit California.
What would you say are the top three attractions of the fair? If you arrive at the La Paz County Fair, what are the top three things you would do?
Yeah, well, if you have a family and you have little kids, immediately you shoo them off to the carnival. You buy them a wristband, and, you know, they can ride the rides and throw up as much as they want and all that sort of thing. And of course, you know, everyone knows the carnival rides. You know, they're sketchy at best. You know, they put these things together in about a day, and the whole thing can be the whole entire carnival. We're talking like a Ferris wheel, that big, you know, huge thing with swings. You go up and spin around violently. The whole thing can be taken down in a matter of hours, which is terrifying. Also, there is the pageant, which there's like Miss La Paz County or whatever. And so you have all these little girls who get up there and, you know, they just kind of dance around on a stage for a while. Everyone claps and then they crown one of them Miss La Paz County, and then she can go on to win like the state, you know, Miss Arizona, and then she can go on to, you know, do all that pageantry stuff. So yeah, I would say that's the carnival. We have the pageants, and then the rest of the stuff is like, you know, they've got the exhibits, and then the food would probably be number three, to be quite honest, you know. And the best of the food, I will say, and this one surprised me, but they have mini donuts where they actually make them. They have a little machine. It's like a mini Krispy Kreme. And it just makes them right there. And those are, I think, the best fair food they have.
What about the games, the participation games where you stand and you throw a ball into fish bowls? Do they have those?
They do, of course, yes. They have the obligatory, my favorite is where you actually win a goldfish because, you know, that's as a child, I would always look for the one that, you know, garnered the most responsibility. So, yeah, now it's like, congratulations, now you have a goldfish you have to take care of for 10 days until it dies. So that's pretty much how it goes usually. But and sometimes people throw them in the trash, too. But, yeah, you can win a goldfish, and you got all the rigged games. And then the other bizarre thing is, you know, back in the day, you know, like in the 50s or whatever, when you had fair prizes, it would be, you know, cool things like, you know, a toaster or something. But now it's just stuffed animals. That's all it is. Other than the fish, the only other prizes are stuffed animals, and I have no idea why, but that's the rest of it.
The rigged games. Have you witnessed how any of the games are rigged? Have you seen any of the guys running the games rigging them?
So I try to stay as far away from the carnies as I can. Those are like, it's like it's completely separate. You know, we do not interact with them at all. Like, you know, during the day, I'll hang out like with the maintenance people and that sort of thing for the fair, but like, the carnies are their own, you know, social class. I do not interact with them at all. So I have not noticed anything. But the interesting thing is, see, I patrol around the outside of the carnival. And what a lot of people don't even realize is, you know, you have the front part that you see where you have all the games and you're throwing baseballs and stuff. But directly behind that is actually where the people sleep. So because that's the way these trailers are set up when they roll down the road. So there's like little rooms and like showers and all sorts of things on the other side of where those games are, which is kind of interesting.
Well, it's kind of terrifying. I mean, what kind of health violations are taking place behind those games? But I was always told that the scams of the carny games are actually deceptively simple. It just has to do with the angle of where the baskets are. It has to do with the you know, when it's logical to throw the dart up higher, really you should throw it lower. Just all sorts of optical illusions.
Yeah, I will tell you. So I have won. I actually won a guitar at the Kansas State Fair one year. And what I did was it was a milk bottle thing where you had this gun and you had to shoot at the milk bottles to knock them over. So the sights are always misaligned on those. So don't even use the sights. You can use the front of the gun to kind of aim it. And what I did is I actually aimed for the top bottle. And that ended up putting the ball right in the middle of all three milk bottles. And the carnies were, like, stunned. And they had to, like, they got this guitar down and it was completely covered in dust because no one had won it, you know, ever. So they had to, like, dust it off and everything. But, yeah, and another thing, like, the little the basketball hoops, they'll be kind of oblong so that, yes, technically a basketball could potentially go through it, but the likelihood of it actually going through it is pretty slim to none.
And the claw. On those games where you, The motorized games where you control the claw and it goes down, it is in fact impossible for those claws to grasp anything.
Yeah, no one's ever won anything from those, hands down.
And the worst thing about the claw is that at some age, usually between the ages of 4 and 8, every child in America is mesmerized by them, and they will play it. They're going to get the money out of you to play it, and they always lose. And I'll say, you know, it's never going to happen. You understand that. Why don't I just buy you this stuffed animal? No, I'm going to win it. It's a big scam. James, do you have any advice for us if we're going to a big county fair? Any advice?
Wear comfortable shoes because you will be walking a lot. And carry lots of cash because, especially if you have children, they are going to want everything.
The biggest mistake I ever made in taking my kids anywhere was the duct tape company. The people who make duct tape, D-U-C-K, that's the brand name, have an annual fair. And everything there is made of duct tape, and all the prizes are duct tape. And that gets very tiresome very early. I thank you for your time tonight, James, but let me explain to you, James, all the production you hear on this show, all the produced bits, all of the music beds, everything that makes the show wonderful to distract you from my C-plus performance is thanks to James Copeland, a very insanely talented guy. And I thank you, James, for telling us the story of which county fair are you at?
La Paz County Fair in near Parker, Arizona.
Do they have a website?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. Probably lapazcountyfair.org or com. Or, yeah, if you just search L-A-P-A-Z County Fair, you'll find it.
All right, my friend, thanks very much for being on the show. You help create Sterling on Sunday. It's the coolest thing with James. All the production material goes to his trailer, to the computers in his trailer, which is always very far from me. I never see him. He puts it together with barely any reasonable instructions. And boom, out comes remarkable production, including what's coming up in just seconds, which is The Adventures of the Drive-Thru Brew. We have not had Adventures from the Drive-Thru Brew, written by Jerry DiCarano, produced by Jerry DiCarano, and voiced by J.J. Wilson. That's coming up in seconds. We haven't had that in a while. This will be a treat. You will once again enter the beer barn, the drive-thru brew, whatever they call it in your region, or as I call it, your C&D county. Whatever C&D county you're in, that's what you're going to hear. Walter M. Sterling, have a great evening. We'll talk in seconds. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The beginning of spring will feel more like the beginning of summer out west, where strong high pressure builds off the Pacific Ocean and into the southern plains by midweek. With strong sunshine, temperatures will climb to close to 90 degrees across the Sacramento Valley. And later this week, I wouldn't be surprised to see Las Vegas into the lower 90s by Friday or Saturday. Look for some record high temperatures in Central and Southern California as well later in this week. The rain will end in Seattle by midweek, while winter continues to snow. And that's hanging on through the Northern Rockies, Northern Plains, and the Upper Midwest. Fairbanks, Alaska, on the other hand, no snow this week. High in the teens, lows below zero, with temperatures warming to near freezing 32 degrees by next weekend. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Yes, hello, I'm J.J. Wilson, and this is Drive-Thru Brew, the continuing story of two guys who struggle to achieve the American dream by selling beer and wine at a drive-thru. Let's listen in as the manager addresses his restless young employee, Jake.
Jake, you said you had something you wanted to talk to me about?
Yeah, I decided to quit. Today is my last day.
What?
I watched a webinar last night and found out how I can make $5,000 a week selling jelly beans online, and I don't even have to store the beans or ship them.
Sounds like a come-on to me.
I know, but I actually seen the invoices, and one guy made $5,068 after only 3 weeks, and him and his wife only worked 10 minutes a day.
Come on, if that were true, wouldn't everybody be doing it? I promise you there's a catch somewhere.
That's what my daddy said.
Jake, I've seen some of these get-rich-quick schemes on YouTube. The way to really get ahead is to work hard and make wise choices.
That's what my mama said.
Exactly. So let's get back to... Now, who's this jerk in the Lambo?
Hey, fellas, just go ahead and give me a couple big cases of champagne. I just sold my business for $46 million.
Wow. What kind of business was it?
Well, my wife and I sold thumbtacks online. Before that, we were professional gamblers, and before that, we were day traders. We bought Amazon 1997 for 56 cents a share.
Gosh, I wish I was you.
Take my advice. Stop wasting your time at a dead-end job like this one. If I were you, I'd quit today.
Thumbtacks? 46 million? Was that guy for real? And will Jake take his advice and actually quit the drive-thru? Listen next time when Jake tells his manager...
I've decided to stay on a couple more weeks. According to my real estate coach, I'm gonna need about $200 to start flipping houses.
That's next time on Drive-Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
In the background, you hear my dryer because I actually am doing the show from my laundry room. Other disc jockeys, morning zoo guys, think this is, you know, worth talking about for 4 hours. I don't think so. I'm just in a different room. Dorothy, it's time to go to bed. I hope you enjoy Drive-Thru Brew. One of the things I've noticed this week, every single day, there's a new Kanye West story. I don't care about Kanye West. Now, he's yanked from Grammy's lineup. He's yanked from the Grammys lineup because of his online behavior. Well, that raises two issues. One, I don't care what he does online. Do you care what he does online, Kanye West? And two, I don't care about the Grammys at all. Not at all. It's like, you know what the Grammys is like? It's like an award at your grandmother's country club. It has nothing to do with my life. And it has nothing to do with your life. Kanye West was apparently all set to perform at the Grammys, but his online antics have now gotten him barred. So says the guy's own team and industry pals. His rep confirmed the news to Variety on Saturday, saying it was true that the rapper wouldn't be hitting the stage in a few weeks. The reason cited, his, quote, concerning online behavior. His involvement with the Grammys was something that hadn't been public until now, until earlier this week. The first round of official performers was announced, but Kanye West wasn't on the list. His rap buddy, The Game, that's his name, The Game, let the cat out of the bag about this as well. He writes in part, time and time again, they show us they only want to steal the culture, not allow you to ever be their equals. In a more obvious move for reasons minuscule actions. Game, that's his name, The Game, went on to muse about the reasons, including the fact that Trevor Noah is hosting the Kanye's account, is hosting, and that Kanye's account was suspended for 24 hours from what? From Instagram. Oh my God. They suspended Kanye for 24 hours from Instagram. Now, there's a tragedy, isn't it? What a tragedy. You've been banned from Instagram. I would give anything to be banned from Instagram. Businesses have been lost for postings on Instagram and on Twitter. People have lost their jobs from postings on Instagram and Twitter. And I believe that's crazy. Because if I'm standing there talking to you in a bar, at a restaurant, and I say something stupid, I've said something stupid, and we move on. You put it on Instagram or Twitter, it is a life event. You might as well have etched it into the side of the pyramids. It becomes a permanent, irrevocable declaration of stupidity. The guy said something stupid. People say stupid things every second of the day. But it used to be that where were these stupid things said? After work, you'd go to a bar. You'd sit around, you'd have 2.5 drinks, you'd eat too many peanuts, and then you'd go home. That's how it used to be handled. But what happened to that? Well, you can't smoke cigarettes there anymore, and no one's allowed to drink after work. Because why? Well, you got to get in a car. Uber costs $50 to get home. The whole culture has changed. The where you dump your problems at work and with your coworkers used to be in a restaurant or bar after work. That culture is done. There was a famous restaurant in New York City that I used to go to more often than not after work. It was called the 21 Club, which was not a club. I'd go there, and it was 10 deep at the bar. 10 deep. Filled with smoke, filled with people drinking gin and tonics. And what were they doing? They were all dumping on their company, dumping on their bosses. That's what they did there. That's what they did. About 5 years ago, I went there and I was like, there's no one at the bar. That whole culture was wiped out. People aren't allowed to drink after work anymore, and they're not allowed to smoke anywhere. All right, well, that limits where you're going to go and wine. Oh, here's Instagram. Here's Twitter. We can use that. Problem. Those are international stages, international forums. They don't get wiped out, and they're available to the entire world. I know of radio stations that have been lost because some idiot put something on Instagram. I know many people have lost their jobs because they put something on Twitter. But I believe strongly that if you're not doing it from 9 to 5, if it's not part of your workday, and because you're an idiot, you just post something, no way you should lose your job. There's no way. But people do every single day. The laws and the rules about social media have seeped into our culture. What you can't do on social media have seeped like sewage into our culture. All right, it's 45 past the hour. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Is this a fun show? Is this the best show you've heard in way too long? Live on Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday. Please listen to me for this incredible phone number and this remarkable offer. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. That's the phone number for MyPillow. Right now, they are offering remarkable discounts on their slippers. They're clearing out the slippers that they've got because they're overstocked. Now, what's the big deal about their slippers? Think of the color. That's the color they've got. The browns, the taupes, the mints. Beautiful slippers. Comfortable. You put your foot in there, and it's an orgasm for your foot. It's remarkable. The best thing for me about the MyPillow slippers, you put them on, you can walk outside. No, that's what I said. You can put them on and walk outside. Walk the dog. Pick up the newspaper. Are there newspapers anymore? 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone and call them, because right now there's a live human being at MyPillow who wants to talk to you at this hour of the day, this day of the week. Yes, there's a live human being there right now at 844-0876. 800-844-0876. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone and buy yourself the slippers for Easter from MyPillow. And they have a remarkable deal on Giza Dream Sheets. You will dream of Egypt in these sheets. Again, every color you could imagine. Comfortable, like insanely comfortable. 800-844-0876. Call them, use my name, Walter, and you'll get a significant discount on the Giza Dream Sheets and the slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Sad days in St. Paul, strip club closed, damsels homeless. Details on strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Find it hard to believe that it's illegal to sell a monkey to Chris Brown. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I have a new obsession. The band Haim, Three Sisters, they figured a way to play their way out of the valley. They're incredible. Now, they've been playing since 2017, so the fact that I have just discovered them speaks to the tragedy and sad nature of my life. But I love them, and I'm going to share in seconds how powerful they have been in my life. They're insane. The youngest one, Alana Haim, is the star of Licorice Pizza, which, in my opinion, is the greatest movie of the past 25 years. It's funny. It's up for Best Picture. It won't win Best Picture, but she's unbelievable. Now, here's a guy. We'll talk more about Haim in seconds. Here's a guy who has done something that I actually did think about, but this guy had the guts. If you work in a big city, in a modern building, a new building, building built in the past 25 years, you're looking around. You have to be looking around and going, you know, this is beautiful carpeting. The air conditioning in here works great. I have really nice furniture, and I have a beautiful sofa. I should live here. Because the deal with my office in this office building is better than any apartment I could afford. Unless you're the CEO of that company, you can't afford an apartment that's anywhere close to being as well appointed, as well cleaned, as well circulated as your office. And that's a fact. I just smacked the microphone. How dare you? Okay, here's what this guy did. He moved into his work cubicle to get free rent, but he got busted and fired. I can't pronounce his name, but this guy who uses the name Simon Jackson professionally, he made up of a name, made a now viral video of himself living in his work cubicle, claiming it was a form of protest since he wasn't paid enough. The video has earned over 12 million views since March 8th, but in a follow-up video, Jackson revealed that he was allegedly fired from his job at the design and engineering consultancy from firm Arcadis. In his initial viral video, hilariously titled, "Check Out My New Apartment," the 28-year-old filmed himself, filmed himself setting up his desk with his clothes, toiletries, and other personal belongings. "I'm moving from my apartment into my cubicle at work," he declared. "They do not pay me enough to do both. So as a matter of protest, I am going to live at my job, and we'll see how long I can get away with this." But Jackson told the New York Post that while it was a protest, it was also a matter of timing that inspired him to live at work. He said he had to move out of his apartment because his lease was ending and the rent was going up. Since he was in a rush to move, no apartments had accepted his application at this time. Well, listen, he was right. And think about it. Why can't you move into your cubicle, into your office at work? Many a company would like us to work from home. Why can't we reverse it and live at work? Because, as I said, gee, at work, they have a break room. They have immaculate bathrooms, most places. Comfortable seating, comfortable chairs, a sofa. I couldn't believe it. I worked at ABC, and when I worked at ABC, a very nice professional person came into my office with many sample books and said, "What color would you like your sofa? Which paintings would you like in your office? What type of sofa would you like? What sort of chairs would you like?" And I'm like, why would I leave this office to go home to my dumpy walk-up apartment on 3rd Avenue and 20th Street? Yeah, it was cheap. It was insane how little I was paying for that apartment. It was like $425 a month for 1,000 years. However, I'm like, well, this office is bigger than my living room at home. I should just stay there. This guy had the guts to do it. I admire him. But why can't we reverse this? Why is it that if I have to stay home to work, why can't people stay at work to live? I don't think it should be that big a deal. I'm sure that thousands of people will disagree. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And what they have now found is that it's good to work remote, that it's a positive thing. Oh, here's this thing. You know, I've got this lousy player, this lousy MP3 player. I used to have the best MP3 player.
Removing the daily commute to and from the office meant more time to spend with loved ones, exercising, or pursuing hobbies and creative interests. In the US, before the pandemic, about 1 in 67 jobs were remote. Now, it's about 1 in 7.
1 in 7 jobs are remote. Now that people are home, with their family, not having to commute, and with the price of gas going up to $4, $5, $7 in Beverly Hills, guess what? Many people cannot afford to commute. At the beginning, it was a spiritual thing. I don't want to go back to work. I want to stay home. And then it became a practical thing. I really don't feel like driving that much. Why should I have to drive that much? But now it's, if I drive to work, I will run out of gas and money before I get home. It's a very real problem. And therefore, people are saying, you know, I'm just not going to go to work.
Removing the daily commute to and from the office meant more time to spend with loved ones, exercising, or pursuing hobbies and creative interests. In the US, before the pandemic, about 1 in 67 jobs were remote. Now, it's about 1 in 7.
All right, coming up tonight, we have Lesbians in Space. That's right. The Return of Lesbians in Space. We're going to hear the performance of Bono's poem. Bono wrote maybe the worst poem ever. And we're going to talk about spring break. We're going to talk about your experience with spring break. Did you go on spring break? Did your mother let you out of the house to go on spring break? Was that allowed in your home? There was no way in hell that I was going to be left out of my cage to go to spring break. That was not going to happen. But the dirty secret is that I was just as afraid to go on spring break as my mother was damn sure I wasn't going to go on spring break. I had a Jersey mom. You want to go to the beach? We'll all go in July to the shore. You're not going to Florida? What, are you nuts? You're not going to go down there. And, of course, what did we learn this week? We learned that there were shootings at South Beach. There were shootings on Ocean Avenue. Were you allowed to go on spring break? Were you traumatized when you did? My phone number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Talk to Henry. Henry wants to talk to you. 888-688-9258. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And happy spring, everyone. The vernal equinox occurred at 33 minutes past 11 a.m. Eastern time this morning. And much of the east and northeast will see tranquil weather to start the new season. A stray shower or two notwithstanding, we'll see partly cloudy skies with temperatures slightly above normal, upper 50s to lower 60s in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C., at least through the beginning of the week, through Wednesday. Boston will be in the mid-50s. Chicago close to 70 tomorrow. Down south, that's a different story. With a potent spring storm, and a very strong cold front triggering severe thunderstorms from central and east Texas up through Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi, moving eastward on Tuesday. Some of these storms could produce tornadoes and very heavy rains with flash flooding, especially through northern Louisiana, central Mississippi, and Alabama. The rest of the nation we'll look at in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
The city of St. Paul is reeling after the loss of their final exotic dancing emporium. The Lamplighter Club, famed jiggle joint that had been in business for 60 years, closed by the city. Because of the normal thing of horned up guys shooting it out in front of the gentlemen's club, yeah, that should never be a reason to close this place. Three exotic dancers are homeless now. Cheetah, Silk, and Dottie need homes, preferably with a golden pole in the living room. These poor women, especially Dottie, they have no other way to make a living. Their skill set is jiggling at a joint, meeting nice men, and taking them to the champagne room. The city of St. Paul lost one of their most wonderful tourist attractions in the Lamplighter Club. Keep these poor college students in your thoughts and prayers. From the champagne room, it's Strippers on the Loose. I'm Velo Hool on Sterling at Night.
Everything your mother feared happened in Miami this weekend. Everything your parents feared. Here we go. Ready? After the pandemic in 2021, crowds of spring breakers returned to South Beach. A crush of college students crowded South Beach's Ocean Drive and gathered on the sand to celebrate spring break on March 17th, 1 year after the month-long party period led to an 8 p.m. curfew. Authorities in Miami Beach were saying a silent prayer as large spring break crowds once again packed South Beach a year after revelers overwhelmed the city and led police to call in a SWAT team to enforce its emergency curfew. Did your mother let you go to spring break? No. Spring break, there were a couple problems with spring break. First, when the hell is it? You go online, you search spring break, you will find a very long chart that lays out the spring break dates for every college in America. And they vary wildly. It's about a 6-week spread. And then you look at the big party schools and you'll see, gee, one might be the first week in March. Another one might be the first week in April. There's no specific time for spring break. This makes it difficult to plan. And then you throw in the high schools and those are at different times. You throw in the parochial schools, the private schools, the public high schools, wildly different dates. Trouble. Then it's expensive. You want a week in a hotel in Fort Lauderdale, it's going to be a minimum of $3,000. But that isn't going to be it, is it? No. Whenever I was a kid, and even when I was in college, and I saw crowds of kids at spring break, it looked terrifying to me. They all looked as though they were rioting. Do you remember MTV's spring break coverage? Let me tell you a secret. You saw those beautiful boys, those beautiful girls, and they looked hot as hell. They were like having a great time on the beach. Well, guess what? Kids who have just gotten out of college for vacation, they don't look like that. They look pudgy or fat and pasty. And they probably sunburned in an hour. That's not who was there. MTV encouraged the recruitment of models and strippers to be in the camera shot of the spring break coverage on Fort Lauderdale Beach. but it always moved, didn't it, to Daytona Beach, to South Padre Island. MTV's spring break kept moving. And it was always suspicious to me that the crowd was always going crazy on MTV's spring break when it couldn't possibly have been going crazy all the time. It was a weird thing. However, when I was in college and my parents were paying for college, if I had said to them, I want to go to spring break, they would have said, you can go if you want, if you pay for it. That was their normal answer to most risky behavior. If you pay for it, you can go to spring break. And then I explored what it meant to go to spring break. And it meant that I was going to share a room with 5 drunks or 10 drunks or more. The room would be filthy and I wouldn't have a good time because when I was in college, I didn't drink. Being a non-drinker in college really cut down on things that looked appealing. Because only when you're drunk do most spring break activities look appealing. But I have to tell you in seconds what it was like to live in Fort Lauderdale during spring break. I actually lived there for a year during spring break, and that is a very different point of view. I'll share it with you in seconds. Did you go to spring break? I'd like to know your experience. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, live, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. You're not buying a greeting card for your kindergarten teacher. You're not buying a greeting card for your grandmother. You're buying a greeting card for your buddies, for your friends, for your spouse. And finally, there are greeting cards that are quality, that look terrific, and are funny as hell, but they're for grown-ups. You get them at filthycard.com. This is not a bit, it's not a joke, even though I am a hysterical talent, and I'm hysterical right now because I need you to go to filthycard.com. Filthycard.com. You won't believe what you're going to see there. You won't believe. Be sure to look at this when nobody's around. Make sure no one's around. Look at it in the privacy of your den. Pretend to be doing something else. Go to filthycard.com. You will be stunned at what you'll see inside the cards. These are cards made for grown-ups. Put in my name, Walter, and enjoy a significant discount. Filthycard.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
A custom 22-inch monitor installed in restrooms of your city's most popular bars and restaurants. Now when you walk into the restrooms of your city's most popular bars and restaurants, you see nothing. Now you walk in and immediately you would see this beautiful 22-inch monitor that's filled with advertising and community messages. And who puts it on those monitors? You. You would be tapping into your knowledge of your city and your ability to persuade. And finally, you would tap all of your resources and make money. There's a low entry fee. And Social Indoor, oh, that's the name of the company. Social Indoor immediately reinvests it back into your city with monitors and installations. Let Social Indoor help you own and build out your own digital billboard company. If you know your town and want to own your own business, enjoy working with people and creative selling, then this is the opportunity for you. Please listen to this phone number. Please get ready to call it. 952-206-0917. Oh, you want to hear it again? 952-206-0917. The company is called Social Indoor. You can find out about them at socialindoor.com or call 952-206-0917. Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
You're basically just going to pick up, you know, the money that's on your side. So, you know, there's like a little invisible line, and whatever money is on your side, that's the money that you keep. Otherwise, don't touch her money, because again, if you touch her money, that's like roach behavior again. Don't get lotion on the pole. So, I mean, even at the club that I work at, there are still girls that do this because they have no respect for other people. Don't wear lotion in the club, especially if you're going to touch the pole at all, because the lotion gets on the pole.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Hi, it's 19 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and I love being with you. I enjoy every single second we get to be together once a week. That's all they allow us, once a week, and it's worth it. It's worth the pain and suffering that I go through all week to put together this show for you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Who's that, Al in Jersey? Hey, Al in Jersey, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Al.
Hey, Mr. Sterling. I just wanted you to know that you're turning into a regular Jerry Springer show.
You know? I hope so. I hope so. You know, Jerry was on for, what, 21 years, and he made about $12 million a year.
Oh, well, money's not all what's cropped up to be.
It is.
I mean, you have it, my toe advertisement, a straight young guy, Christian guy, and then you come on with these dirty cards. Do you send those dirty cards to your family?
I pray for them to receive those cards, and I thank you very much for your call. Drew, a Grubhub driver in Las Vegas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Drew, what's the delivery story today?
Walter.
Hey, what's the delivery
story? Yeah, well, the big one, I have switched to Uber Eats, actually.
What's the difference?
I was not getting many deliveries with Grubhub. It was really slowing down.
Why?
And that's a whole other ball of wax with Uber Eats. I get a lot more deliveries. I'm a lot busier, but on average, they're a lot less. So I'm doing a lot more driving and filling up more often. And you know how cheap gas is.
What's the price in Vegas?
About $5. That's if you find a cheap one. I've seen like $5.50, you know, in some places.
$8.95 in Beverly Hills.
$8.95 in Beverly Hills.
$8.95 in Beverly Hills.
$1 million car.
The cheapest you're going to find it is in Northeast Ohio, where it's about $4.10.
Yeah, that's where my ex lives and wants me to move there, and you said don't do it. Well, I have asthma, and humidity is there, and it's harder to breathe, so I wouldn't do it anyways, you know, regardless.
Well, you can't move to Northeast Ohio because there's a trap, and here's the trap. If you move to Northeast Ohio and you settle in, and then one day you think, gee, maybe I should live someplace else, you will find that economically it has squeezed you in because there's no place cheaper. Every place you could move to will be more expensive, and therefore you will be trapped.
Yeah, she tells me how it's, you know, cheaper to live there, and I tell her how it's very limited on jobs and all that, and all the other reasons I don't want to move there. And the funny thing is, she's the only one who wanted to live there and wants to live there. And I told her, I've talked to people from Ohio that's been there and still live there. You play video games that you talk to people around the world. I even have someone in Ukraine that's actually evacuating from city to city, and I keep hearing from them. You know, if I don't, then I worry. It's, you know, how bad it is over there. And everyone tells me about Ohio, like, don't live there. Don't move there. I've not found one person, only my ex. And she thinks I'm making it up. And I'm like, nobody likes being there while they're there. And once they leave, they never want to go back. It can't be that
Drew,
bad, right?
What city does she live in?
Tiffin. Tiffin, Holland. Holland and Tiffin, which is not too far from Toledo.
Everything you just said in that sentence is bad. There wasn't one positive note in that sentence. Now, I need a favor from you, Drew, since I've given you endless publicity. You have a friend who's in the Ukraine?
Yes, I play a game I've been on for years, and he's a member in the guild, the thing that we play. Well, it doesn't matter, but and it's the kind of game that people around the world can join in, and that's what's some of the great things about playing online video games. As I've talked to people around the world, and English being number one language, and for them, it's not their first language, and it's amazing that they can speak it well enough, and I love it. And video gaming also helps them with English. And one of them is actually in the Ukraine, and I'm getting updates just with messages in the game for just us people. They're in like 30 of us in this game together. We team up, and he's constantly updating me. And I see his broken English, but he's doing his most, and he's talking about Belarus. How they're supposed to be brothers, and they backstab, them, their country, Ukraine. Of Ukraine there, and
right.
And
right.
How
now listen,
his parents are in another city.
But listen to me.
Yes.
Your friend in Ukraine, is he there now, or has he left?
Yeah, he's still there, and he's moving from city to city. And one he's in where it's only 100,000 people in the normal population, and right now there's over 300,000, and he has no place he can stay. The rent went from about $300 U.S. he was converting into now about $1,400 because everyone's taking advantage of the fact that there's
Can he leave the country?
Well, that's what I was going to ask next, because he still has parents in other cities and he's trying to get them out as well. And he's still working at some other university or something. I'm trying to go through things, he's telling me, and luckily he's able to get some power and some internet in some of the further away cities, because of course other places are cut off, and it's amazing. So I always check, and when I don't hear from him for over a day, I get really, really worried, of course, because he's one of those kind of players, and he's active, and
of course
every day he
well here's my question. Here's my question.
Yeah.
My question is, can you get him on the phone with me next week?
I will work on that. That'd be great.
I would love to have him on the phone with me next week to tell his story. I'll protect his location and his anonymity in any way that I can. I think it would be a great story. It would be a service to both him and to us. And, Drew, thank you very much for your call. Thanks for being part of Sterling on Sunday at 26 past the hour. You can be in touch with me at any time. Here's my email, waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. And I have a website, and you'd be crazy not to go to the website and learn everything about the show and to hear any show I've ever done. Any show I've ever done is up there, including the shows that we did on WABC, which were epic, brilliant. And then one day, the owner of the station, a man for whom I have tremendous respect because he's rich, he said to one of the disc jockeys there, one of the hosts, he said, well, do you think we should have more music on the station? And that meant taking off my hour, a whole hour I was on, a whole hour. And the disc jockey said, yeah, sure. Wait. That would mean you'd take off my hour. Yeah, sure. Oh, no. I was, quote, let go on the air so that there could be another hour of music on WABC, a talk station. Now, that was an interesting moment in my career. I never had anything like that before. I want to talk to you about spring break. Did you go to spring break? Where did you go? How was the experience? Because I imagine the experience was terrifying. 10 people in a room, bad air conditioning, too much alcohol, insane prices for the airplanes, and not a lot of room on the beach. That's whatever I saw when I saw Fort Lauderdale, South Padre Island, Daytona Beach. But let me tell you what it was like to live in Fort Lauderdale during spring break. Let me tell you what it was like. First, there's a famous bar in Fort Lauderdale right on the corner of Los Olas Boulevard and A1A. Famous bar. It is the bar from which you have seen topless wet t-shirt contest, where you'd see young co-eds up on a diving board being sprayed with hoses and everybody applauding. I'm like, well, that looks very interesting. And then it turns out from the street you can see that. You don't have to go inside and buy drinks. You can see it from the street. This is what a great country I'm in. I can stand across the street and watch co-eds get sprayed with water. Who wouldn't want to do that? But let me tell you what it's like. It's like the whole strip, the whole beach strip in Fort Lauderdale, from dawn to dusk, from dawn till midnight, is jammed, wall-to-wall cars that are not going to move. And if you make one wrong turn, you're going to get stuck in that traffic jam for hours. And I knew the back roads didn't matter. You were going to go, 2 hours for one block till you could get off that highway, if the cops let you get off that highway. And since I live there, they've built 4 or 5 luxury hotels, adding to the traffic. When I lived there, it was right at the end of the cottage community, the mom-and-pop hotels, right at that end, before the big hotels came in. It was almost a quaint town. But I also know that the city fathers did everything they could do to get rid of spring break in Fort Lauderdale, because they couldn't raise the economy of that city. They couldn't bring in the luxury 4- and 5-star hotels until spring break left Fort Lauderdale. And once that happened and the big condos came in and the expensive shops came in, changed everything. But I have more stories about spring break in Fort Lauderdale, and hopefully you do, at 888-688-WALT.
Hey, nice party.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The beginning of spring will feel more like the beginning of summer out west, where strong high pressure builds off the Pacific Ocean and into the southern plains by midweek. With strong sunshine, temperatures will climb to close to 90 degrees across the Sacramento Valley. And later this week, I wouldn't be surprised to see Las Vegas into the lower 90s by Friday or Saturday. Look for some record high temperatures in Central and Southern California as well later in this week. The rain will end in Seattle by midweek, while winter continues to snow, and that's hanging on through the northern Rockies, northern plains, and the upper Midwest. Fairbanks, Alaska, on the other hand, no snow this week. High in the teens, lows below zero, with temperatures warming to near freezing 32 degrees by next weekend. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the holiday edition of The Usual Edition. Today, we celebrate the international flavor of Ireland. Yes, St. Patrick's Day. What is that flavor? Beer. Beer. First, to Charlie O'Saint for the view of Ireland from Iceland, a perspective only public radio has the bloated funds to offer.
Iceland is just above Ireland, just like so many cultures touch on other cultures. Right now, thanks to global warming, Iceland is flooding all of Ireland, making the Irish suffer and forcing them to drink more beer.
And it is really fantastic to go. And the thing is, if you want to meet Irish people, you go there and they'll talk to you and you'll meet new people that'll share the information, tell you where to go, what you should drink, all these kind of things. And you'll get really, really good information. But the thing is, if you go to Irish pubs or pubs in Ireland, a lot of them will have live music on the weekends.
And the famous Irish singing trio, Haim.
I'm cooler than you. Don't forget it.
I don't need you to tell me whether I'm cool or not, old lady.
What was that?
I said, m'lady. I said, m'lady. My lady. I don't need you to tell me whether I'm cool or not.
You're not cool, and your breath smells.
This is public radio, and all our money comes from you, not from some crooks at the record labels. When you send us money, it is tax deductible and goes to 5,000 condenser microphones, $80,000 mixing boards, and soundproofing from Carnegie Hall. Yes, that Carnegie Hall. Send cash now.
And now, the most famous Irish folk tune, and thank you for sharing these long pauses with public radio.
Fresh and clean as a whistle, that's Irish Spring. Fresh and clean as a whistle.
Irish Spring's green and white stripes have two truly effective deodorants. Two deodorants.
And a fine fresh scent. So you're fresh and
clean as a whistle.
That's Irish Spring deodorant soap. Gets you fresh and clean as a whistle.
Rush of college students crowded South Beach's Ocean Drive and gathered on the sand to celebrate spring break on March 17th, 1 year after the month-long party period led to an 8 p.m. curfew and clashes with the police. Authorities in Miami Beach are saying a silent prayer as large spring break crowds once again pack South Beach a year after revelers overwhelmed the city and led police to call in a SWAT team to enforce its emergency curfew. After ramping up staffing this month and calling in backup, police are bracing for what they expect to be one of the busiest spring break weekends on the heels of St. Patrick's Day, when there was a gun scare and brief crowd stampede on Loomis Park near Ocean Drive. Police said one person was hurt because of the sparks from a gun scare and during a crowd stampede near Ocean Drive after someone pulled out a gun. Videos show how big spring break crowds returned to South Beach a year after the city lost control of the party. More than a dozen police cruisers were stationed in the park afterward as officers patrolled the club strip on foot and in buggies, while large crowds swarmed on Ocean Drive. Ocean Drive, if you haven't been there, is their Fifth Avenue. It's their Park Avenue. It's a beautiful tree-lined mall of the best shops in the world. And now the kids have gotten out of hand there. Gunshots went off earlier today. This is why your mother would not let you go on spring break to Florida. It's too dangerous. What do you need to go there for? That's pretty much what I had to hear. And then if that didn't work, you can go if you can afford it. Did your mother let you go on spring break? Did you go? I want to know if you went, because I was terrified to go until I lived there. And when I lived there, it was weird. It was a separate culture near the beach, about a block from the beach. It didn't exist. It was only on the strip at the beach. And I'm like, where are all these people sleeping tonight? Well, there were still little mom-and-pop hotels and motels where 10 kids could get in a room. And pretty much the rest of the year, those motels and hotels were empty. They had to make all their money in the 1 month when spring break took place. But, oh, gee, when is spring break? Always a mystery to me. If my daughter said to me, any of my daughters said to me that they wanted to go on spring break, I would say no. But I have the money. I'd say, no, you're not going, because no good news can come of that. There's nothing good. All I think about is the movie Spring Breakers with Ashley Benson and Vanessa Hutchins. That movie was amazing. Because for 2.5 hours, Ashley Benson, Vanessa Hutchins were in neon bikinis for the whole movie, including a court appearance. They had to go to court. They had to sit in prison. They never wrapped a towel around them. They didn't give them a towel. It was stunning. It's a great movie. I don't know what happened in the movie. I didn't understand the movie, but I know that those two sat in the neon bikinis for 2.5 hours. What could be bad? Tony, listening on KDKA, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Tony, welcome to the big show. Is it snowing there tonight?
No, it's actually pretty balmy. We're about 46 degrees, I believe.
Yeah, so it'll be snowing tomorrow.
It possibly could. I haven't watched the extended forecast yet.
Well, you know, Dr. Dave Iser, our on-staff meteorologist, is the only way you're going to get a live weather report here. So tell me about spring break.
Well, I only went one time in my life, 3 years ago, right before the shamdemic. That's what I call the pandemic, the shamdemic. And I didn't have a very good time, and I'll tell you why. Well, the weather was crappy for the most part. We had like 2 good days of weather out of 7. Most of the other time it was raining and windy and whatever. But I went with a buddy of mine, and he was getting all the girls, and I was getting very few girls. And we were rooming together, so I had to bear the brunt of him bringing the girls back to the room, and I couldn't, you know, they were with him. That was it. There was no sharing or anything, you know. So I asked him what his secret was. And he says, well, man, he says, you got to put a potato down your swim trunks, make it look like you got a lot, you know? And so I tried it the next day. And now the girls are running away from me. I mean, they're scared. So I come back to the room and I said, I tried what you said, bud. And now they're running away. He said, I meant for you to put it down the front of your swim trunks.
888-688-WALT. Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate that incredibly tasteless, horrible call. It's 45 past the hour, 45 past the hour. Your spring break experience. Did your mother let you go? Because if my mother had let me go, I would have been too scared. I mean, that's the truth is, the bottom line is, if she had taken me to Newark Airport and said, get on the plane and go to Florida, I ultimately would not have gone. 888-688-9258, 46 past the hour, Walter Sterling at Sterling on Sunday. Please listen to me for this incredible phone number and this remarkable offer. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. That's the phone number for MyPillow. Right now, they are offering remarkable discounts on their slippers. They're clearing out the slippers that they've got because they're overstocked. Now, what's the big deal about their slippers? Think of the color. That's the color they've got. The browns, the taupes, the mints. Beautiful slippers. Comfortable. You put your foot in there, and it's an orgasm for your foot. It's remarkable. The best thing for me about the MyPillow slippers, you put them on, you can walk outside. No, that's what I said. You can put them on and walk outside. Walk the dog. Pick up the newspaper. Are there newspapers anymore? 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone and call them. Because right now, there's a live human being at MyPillow who wants to talk to you at this hour of the day, this day of the week. Yes, there's a live human being there right now at 844-0876. 800-844-0876. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone and buy yourself the slippers for Easter from MyPillow. And they have a remarkable deal on Giza Dream Sheets. You will dream of Egypt in these sheets. Again, every color you could imagine. Comfortable, like insanely comfortable. 800-844-0876. Call them, use my name, Walter, and you'll get a significant discount on the Giza Dream Sheets and the slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you.
All right, for our first Florida story, we're going to Daytona Beach, where it sounds like the Benny Hill theme. It must be playing over a loudspeaker somewhere. There's a dude on a motorcycle, and it has a trailer, like a little trailer hitch with a two-wheel trailer, and he's toting some stuff. He's headed toward a drawbridge, and he kind of notices, hey, that's weird. The bridge is going up. And then, I guess, I don't know, maybe he's farsighted or something. He notices the little traffic gate, the arm, the safety arm that comes down is right in front of him. So he tries to hit the brakes, but he notices it too late. So it knocks him off the motorcycle. It just clotheslines him off. However, the motorcycle keeps going. It would usually fall over, but the trailer's sort of balancing it. So it just keeps going, and as the drawbridge is going up, this motorcycle, this unmanned motorcycle, is just driving itself. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, is it going to be able to like launch and cross it? But it starts to lose a little bit of speed as the drawbridge gets high. And so then it just kind of tumbles over the edge, but the trailer doesn't. So it's caught there, and on the motorcycle is just hanging from the drawbridge, and the trailer is keeping it from going into the river below. The driver himself not hurt, which I'm surprised, because in like the last 4 months, I think I've told you about two different people dying on a drawbridge in Florida. So it could have been worse. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Pasco County, where Pasco deputies are warning of a new drug that's 20 times deadlier than fentanyl. I know. It sounds like the Florida stories guy's making things up. Fine. Don't listen to me. WFLA.
A warning from Florida's attorney general about a new deadly synthetic opioid commonly referred to as ISO.
And this stuff is a killer, and not just for those who take it. It's said to be so strong you can die from touching it or breathing it in.
Now, doesn't that sound a little sensational? Like, what's in your kitchen that could kill your kids? Yeah, a drug that's so deadly you can die just by standing next to it. I'm a little skeptical here. You could die if someone's on it and you smell their farts. If anybody can handle it, Florida can. Y'all calm down. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I think for a lot of people, the drama of spring break is that's when they had their first drunk. The first time they were away from home and they got drunk. And they were in a hotel room alone, full of gin. 10 hours later, they are over the toilet. They have a pain in the back of their neck. They have a pain between their eyes, and they were drunk. This is something that they never forget. I think most people, if they go to spring break, if they go to a physical spring break, South Padre Island, Fort Lauderdale, Daytona Beach, they go once, and that's it. They're never going to go again. They go, oh my God, or South Beach in Miami. But remember, my friend, no matter what package you get, no matter how you do it, it's expensive. I don't know many kids who have that kind of money, crazy money, to just blow at the beach. That's what I saw. Then if you're going to drive there, again, thanks to Putin, thanks to Vladimir and our president, it's now 10 bucks a gallon. It's an expensive trip. All of it's too expensive. You throw in the cost of college and et cetera. Doesn't sound like a good deal. Did you go to spring break? And where'd you go? And how bad an experience was it? Because I didn't. And I have always been haunted by that on my list of things that I could have done, but I didn't do because I was afraid. I was afraid to go to spring break where loud groups of kids are. In fact, whenever there were loud groups of kids, I avoided it at all costs. Because I figured they'd eat me. I figured they'd make fun of me. I don't know why. I figured they'd make fun of me, yell at me, make up a name for me, and have nothing to do with me. That was my experience. That was my fear. That lasted into my 20s. When I'd go to a popular restaurant where I knew people in my industry would hang out or go for lunch, I dreaded it. Because sure enough, there they are over at that table. I don't want to be past that table. And I imagine that they would shout out things that didn't go well under my name. That was my fear. But having them all at the beach, where I would immediately feel fat, non-athletic, poorly dressed, didn't have enough money to stay at a cool hotel. Those are all the things that would dredge up in my mind. Those are the reasons I didn't want to go to spring break. But I did want to go to spring break because I wanted to hang out with the cool kids. Who did go? The jocks. Who did go? The prettiest girls. Who did go? The ones with the loosest parents. The ones who let their kids have Playboys under the bed. No, they'd let them have Playboys on top of the bed. And they'd have a little refrigerator in their room, which would have never happened in my house. And what's in that little refrigerator? Beer. Wine. All things that weren't going to be happening in my room. There was this whole cultural split between the cool kids, which were doing things that were not correct for kids, and me. There was no activities of excitement going on in my room. Didn't happen. Not even a cigarette. Didn't happen. But in the cool kids' room, there was a long list of things, including the tickets to Florida, including the receipts from the hotels. Those were the cool kids. And the letter uniforms, the letter sweaters, the football helmets, those were the cool kids. I was not one of those kids, and therefore the thought of going on spring break just made me miserable. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And I love to talk to you. 888-688-9258. Coming up, I've got another Florida story, because I know you love the Florida stories. I know they make you very happy. And we have Vic Ferrari with a great New York City detective story. Vic Ferrari is a retired New York City detective, and he has pretty interesting stuff. But already in Miami at South Beach, there have been shootings this weekend, and that's why your mother didn't want you to go. The name of the show is Live, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession, capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And happy spring, everyone. The vernal equinox occurred at 33 minutes past 11 a.m. Eastern time this morning. And much of the east and northeast will see tranquil weather to start the new season. A stray shower or two notwithstanding. We'll see partly cloudy skies with temperatures slightly above normal, upper 50s to lower 60s in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C., at least through the beginning of the week, through Wednesday. Boston will be in the mid-50s, Chicago close to 70 tomorrow. Down south, that's a different story. With a potent spring storm and a very strong cold front triggering severe thunderstorms from central and east Texas up through Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi, moving eastward on Tuesday. Some of these storms could produce tornadoes and very heavy rains with flash flooding, especially through northern Louisiana, central Mississippi, and Alabama. The rest of the nation we'll look at in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat. How you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to speak to your audience about what it's like through the hiring process to become a New York City police officer. So in the early 80s, there was a newspaper called The Chief, and it would post when the next police or civil service exam came out. So I filed my paperwork, I took the police exam, and probably about 3 months later, I got a letter saying that I passed and to report to the 49 precinct to the applicant investigation unit where I begin the process. So I go down there in a suit and tie, all my paperwork, where I had to deal with an uninterested detective with a large caseload that really had no interest in me. I had to fill out all this paperwork, and for 6 months, people from the applicant investigation unit went to my house. They interviewed my parents. They interviewed my neighbors. They interviewed my job. It felt like the Stasi was following me. About 3 months after that, I get called down to the police academy to take my psychological exam. Now, luckily for me, one of my best friends had gotten hired the year before, and he kind of explained to me what to be on the lookout for. So while I went down there, I had to take what's called the Minnesota Aptitude Test, which is 500 questions, and basically they're all yes and no's, and they're all worded the same way. Do you love your mother? Did you love your mother? Do you like women? Do you like tall women? Do you like short women? Do you feel people are following you? Basically, the whole test is to see consistency. When I was done with that portion of the test, I had to draw a man, a house, and a tree. Now, my penmanship and my drawing ability is like Charles Manson's. It's chicken scratch. And I was terrified when a psychiatrist or a psychologist was going to look at this, would think that I was out of my mind. So what my friend had warned me about was, he said, draw a large, happy man, a large, inviting house, and a beautiful tree. Well, I can't really draw, so I did my best. I drew a large guy with his hands waving, with a big smile on his face. I drew a large house with a door, with no locks on it, open windows. And the tree looked like the ticket oak tree. It was a large, inviting tree with leaves and fruit on it. And I submitted it. So a couple of months later, I had to go down to Left Rack Plaza where they went over, where you sat one-on-one with a psychiatrist who evaluated the results of your test. So luckily for me, I was the last person to be called, and I'm sitting in a waiting room, and they left the door open. So for about an hour and a half, I watched candidates go in and out, and then I was lucky enough to hear what the psychiatrist was saying about the people. And I could hear one psychiatrist saying to another one, look how small his man is. Look how uninviting his tree is. So I'm saying to myself, all right, I aced this part of the test. They call me in, and the next thing I know, the psychiatrist is bombarding me with questions about, do I have a high opinion of myself? And I'm sitting there wanting to choke my friend because I drew these large houses and inviting trees, and these psychiatrists are under the impression that really, I think a lot of myself. So there's really not pleasing anybody in the New York City Police Department. I found that out even before the day I was hired. So be sure to check out my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. It's 11 past the hour, and I am live. I'm live. Listen, I love doing this show because it's live, and you and I get to talk to each other. And that never happens. You know, notice how many, quote, talk shows there are where no one's talking. It's bizarre. It's like they don't take any phone calls. Why are they doing their show? Why don't they, here's a tip, why don't they pre-record the show and add high production values? If you're not going to do it live, then you can add elaborate, complex production values and make a better show. Wouldn't that make more sense than the way they do it? Ay, yay, yay. Hey, do you have that old-fashioned talk show? Do you got that there, Sean? Please play it now.
Hi, I'm Brad, and this is the Old Fashioned Talk Show. 1971 continues to be a year unlike any other. I want to talk with you about it. President Nixon says he's going to Red China next year. The anti-communist will break bread with Chairman Mao. Wow, who saw that coming? And why? It's not like China will ever evolve into a modern society with a growing middle class and then end up eating our lunch. How about that new show, All in the Family, on CBS? Wow, everyone was shocked when they heard Archie Bunker make all those insensitive comments about minorities and hippies.
Heck, okay.
If they grew up around my dad, they wouldn't be shocked at all. I think Archie was modeled after Pop.
Hey, if I told you to strive for yourself...
I see where Ed Sullivan's going off the air. Will you miss Topo Gigio and that guy spinning plates? He's probably not thinking straight, but I know an Indianapolis weatherman who wants to someday do shows from Sullivan's Theater. Dream on, Letterman. Well, the old Ingersoll Rand on the wall tells me it's almost time for the news. We'll open up the phones after local weather. Brought to you by your neighborhood A&P.
A&P has its own standards for buying meat, so the meat you buy there tastes like it comes from a butcher shop at supermarket prices.
Another reason why you'll do better at A&P.
I'm going to share with you the opportunity you have been dreaming of for the past 2 years, the opportunity to work for yourself, the opportunity to use the knowledge of your city and your natural skills to persuade, to make money. The name of the company I want you to be involved with is called Social Indoor. Social Indoor. Social Indoor. You walk into a bathroom in your city, in one of the big restaurants, and boom, there's a beautiful digital display. What does it show? It shows advertising, community announcements. And who put them on that beautiful digital display? You did. That's the power of your persuasion and your knowledge of the city. With Social Indoor, you'll get proprietary rights to a custom 22-inch monitor installed in restrooms of your city's most popular bars and restaurants. This company, Social Indoor, has had 35 years of experience building out nationwide networks. It has a low entry fee, and Social Indoor immediately reinvests it back into your market with monitors and installations. Let us help you own and build your own digital billboard company. Finally, you get to be on the cutting edge of technology. Finally, you get to use your skills. Here's the phone number. Listen to me carefully. 952. It's one of these horrible cell phone numbers, but it is your tap to the future. 952-206-0917. 952-206-0917. Here you go. 952-206-0917 for more information about owning your own business. Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday.
Easter means those beautiful Easter egg colors. And now you can get them on your sheets and on your slippers. And you get it at 800-844-0876. Please call that number right now. That's the number of MyPillow. The MyPillow company has an incredible sale on slippers and Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine the color. That's the color that they've got, from black to pink. 800-844-0876. This is premium. Premium sheets and premium slippers. You can wear these slippers outside. You can walk the dog with these slippers outside. Yes, I said you can wear these slippers outside. And what a great gift. What a great Easter gift without having to spend a fortune for Easter. Enough with the spending. 800-844-0876. Use my name, Walter, and you'll see dramatic discounts on the Giza Dream Sheets and the MyPillow slippers.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I feel better after I have a nice cup of coffee.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bra?
Another thing is, and this is something that I have done before, is do not profile people based on their appearance. And I have done this before because, like, I have thought, like, bummy looking people were broke. I thought, like, snazzy ass looking people were rich. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of the bummiest looking people have spent, like, the most money on me before.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Jacksonville, Florida, where a 37-year-old Florida man keeps coming into this pawn shop and selling them stuff that they can turn around and sell and make a little bit of money on, but he's been doing it an awful lot. And the goods that he's selling don't look used. They still look like they're fully sealed and in the box. They raise a red flag. Cops look into him. And yeah, this is a guy who goes and shops lifts from the Home Depot and then sells it at pawn shops. They recovered 18,000 worth of items that were stolen at the Home Depot already at his apartment. You know, I knew a guy who did this, and he wound up in jail too. So, not a big shocker there. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we have a 40-year-old Florida woman who's being charged with battery for shooting her neighbor in the face with a squirt gun. Now, you're probably wondering, what's the catch, James? I don't know. I just think it's weird. She doesn't like her neighbor. She doesn't like the fact she wants her neighbor to move. And so every time she walks past her house, she squirts her with a squirt gun. It didn't tell me what kind of squirt gun. I assume that it's not filled with anything like a bodily fluid or something gross or battery ass or anything. I think she's just squirting water on it. But, you know, you kind of wonder, is that illegal? And in Florida, they will charge you with battery if you're squirting someone in the face with a squirt gun. And you know, they're not like an active participant in it. That is a thing. And that is a thing you learned from St. Petersburg, Florida. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. Springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
That's Haim, three sisters who've been playing since 2017. They were smart. They said, we're going to play wherever we're allowed to play. Their first two gigs were at Cantor's Deli on Fairfax in Los Angeles. Now, I'm going to share something with you. Did I just say I'm going to share something with you? I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you something. For the past month and a half, I have not been happy. And the truth is, there's no evidence for this. There's no reason for me not to be happy. I'm healthy. I have three healthy daughters. I have a beautiful wife. We live in a lovely home. And I'm doing the work that I love. I love being on the radio. But progressively, I was not happy. And I'd wake up miserable, whiny. Again, nothing specific. And then, I'm not kidding, then I discovered this band, Haim. And I also discovered Sitting on Stacy. Interesting, also a trio. And I've always loved Hanson, and I have envisioned my perfect concert is Ham, these beautiful women, Sitting on Stacy, cool alt surf band, and Hanson. I thought that would be a perfect concert. Three trios. Be stunning. And I was listening to a lot of their music. And then, Alana Haim is now the lead, the star of Licorice Pizza, which is up for Best Film of the Year, and in my opinion, is one of the greatest films ever. Funny comedy, well done. Paul Thomas Anderson directed it, wrote it. It's a funny movie. And I'm like, I'm watching the Haim videos, I'm watching that movie, and I'm getting better. I'm feeling better. And I'm listening to it a lot. But then I started to read the story of Haim. It is three sisters who grew up in the San Fernando Valley, and their father, a musician, encouraged them to perform. And their father, who's from Israel, bought all the instruments that he could, filled their living room with instruments and encouraged them to pick them up, try them, and find out what they liked. And since 2017, they have played instruments every day. They have worked at it every day. But the thing that really made me happy wasn't just that. The thing that made me happy was that here are three sisters with no scandal, no drugs, no problems. They like each other. They like their mother and father. Their mother and father come on the road with them. And the youngest one of the Heim sisters is 30. And then that sister, Alana Heim, is the star of this movie, Licorice Pizza. And she's spectacular. Just freaking spectacular. Has won many awards already. The Academy Award comes out next week. She wasn't up for the Oscars. She should have been. But the movie's up for Best Picture. It should win. It won't. But it's a fun movie. And this is a fun band. In fact, all their performances, rather than being nasty and mean and goth and depressing, they're uplifting and a hoot. And they're funny on stage. They know how to play real rock and roll, hardcore rock and roll, but between the songs, between the sets, they tell stories that are hysterical. They don't take it seriously. And I'm looking, I'm like, well, this is a new generation of rocker, because I was a little tired of the past generations of rocker who were very serious, you know, very serious rockers. In fact, let me show you how serious it can get. Where is this thing? This was insane. Hold on. Here's Nancy Pelosi reading a poem by Bono.
Oh, St. Patrick, he drove out the snakes with his prayers, but that's not all it takes. But the smoke symbolizes an evil that arises and hides in your heart as it breaks. And the evil from risen from friend from the darkness that lives in some men, but in sorrow and fear, that's when saints can appear to drive out those old snakes once again. And they struggle for us to be free from the psycho in this human family. Ireland's sorrow and pain is now the Ukraine, and St. Patrick's name is now Zelensky.
Oh, my gosh. Bono writing political poems read by Nancy Pelosi. That's how seriously he takes himself. I can't imagine Alana Heim writing a poem being taken that seriously, because she knows, hey, man, it's just rock and roll. She did, however, have one issue for which I deeply respect. They had an agent. The agent said, okay, everybody performing at this event is getting paid the same. Everybody, every act's getting paid the same. And Alana sniffed around and said, I don't believe everybody here is getting paid the same. And then she found out that they were not, that they weren't all getting paid the same. And she took action.
So tell us the story about, because I think we all saw that you discovered at some point that you were being paid way less than another band that was guys at a film festival.
Yeah, you have something. Sorry, I just took the mic.
No, just say you.
I have so many things to say.
You go, girl.
I think it really. I mean, I'll say a story and then that story. But I feel like me and my sisters, throughout our whole time being in bands, have been told, "Don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat. You don't want to, you know, cause a problem. Like, don't ask the question. Don't rock the boat." And I remember hearing "Don't rock the boat" for the first time, and I was like, "Well, why can't I rock the boat? I want to rock the boat. I'm feeling very upset." What a feeling. And to go back to firing our agent, I mean, I'm never going to ask for more. I want to just be equal. I just want to be equal. I don't, that's literally it. That is a thing. I feel like my mic is being turned down. Let's turn that right back up here.
Turn the mic up, everybody.
I just want to be equal. And the thing is, the thing that bothered me the most about it is that this said band and us, we shared the same agent. And when I had asked, well, what is the headliner, you know, like the people after us getting paid, I was met with, everyone's getting paid the same. Don't ask questions. Don't rock the boat. So the thing is like when you hear don't rock the boat so many times, you kind of like internalize it, and you're like, okay, well, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to be looked at as a crazy person, because that's what we all have to go through. If you bring up a question, you're crazy. And so we took it and we were like, okay, well, I'm just going to take it for what it is. Everyone's getting paid the same, which is great. I'm down. Let's all do it. We're all here to just play some music. And then I heard that the band after us got paid 10 times more than we did. And when you hear something like that, it's another one of those things where you're just like, is this really happening? Is this a thing? And I really appreciate the group shocking thing. That was a really great reaction.
10 times more. 10 times more. All right, we'll talk about that more in just seconds. I have some deep thoughts about that. That was Alana Haim. This is Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. You and I should talk at 888-688-WALT live on a Sunday night. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Papillo.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The beginning of spring will feel more like the beginning of summer out west, where strong high pressure builds off the Pacific Ocean and into the southern plains by midweek. With strong sunshine, temperatures will climb to close to 90 degrees across the Sacramento Valley. And later this week, I wouldn't be surprised to see Las Vegas into the lower 90s by Friday or Saturday. Look for some record high temperatures in Central and Southern California as well later in this week. The rain will end in Seattle by midweek. While winter continues to snow, and that's hanging on through the Northern Rockies, Northern Plains, and the Upper Midwest. Fairbanks, Alaska, on the other hand, no snow this week. High in the teens, lows below zero, with temperatures warming to near freezing 32 degrees by next weekend. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida Story, I've never been here before. Oldsmar, this is its first entry. What we have is a 47-year-old Florida man, and he is on the front lawn of someone's townhouse, naked from the waist down. In one hand, he has a pickle. In the other hand, he has his pickle, and he's going to town with both. They suspect drugs were involved, but still, like, what kind of... I don't know. I'm not into hard drugs or really pickles, but isn't that kind of big? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, I thought we'd end with something fun here. We have a Florida man who has pleaded guilty, to violating the Lacey Act. The Lacey Act says it's illegal to import, export, transport, sell, receive, acquire, or purchase any wildlife that were taken, possessed, transported, or sold in violation of any law, regulation of any state or the United States. And just to break it down in how you and I talk to each other, what it means is right now there's some guy in prison in Florida, and the dude next to him goes, "What are you in for?" He says, "Because I sold a monkey to Chris Brown." Yeah, and that's actually how he got busted. Chris Brown had a monkey, and PETA's like, "Where'd Chris Brown get that monkey?" And so they sort of traced it down. PETA handed off their info to the U.S. Department of Justice, and this guy may be going to prison for up to 8 total years. I doubt he'll get all that. That just goes to show you, these monkeys ain't loyal.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
So I want to thank Alana Haim for standing up for herself against her agent and taking care of her sisters.
So tell us the story about, because I think we all saw that you discovered at some point that you were being paid way less than another band that was guys at a film festival.
Yeah, music, you have something. Sorry, I just took the mic.
No, I was just saying, you.
I have so many things to say.
You go, girl.
I think it really, I mean, I'll say a story and then that story, but I feel like me and my sisters, throughout our whole time being in bands, have been told, don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat. You don't want to, you know, cause a problem. Like, don't ask the question. Don't rock the boat. And I remember hearing don't rock the boat for the first time, and I was like, well, why can't I rock the boat? I want to rock the boat. I'm feeling very upset. What a feeling. And to go back to firing our agent, I mean, I'm never going to ask for more. I want to just be equal. I just want to be equal. I don't, that's literally it. That is a thing. I feel like my mic is being turned down. Let's turn that right back up here.
Turn the mic up, everybody. Turn the mic up.
I just want to be equal. And the thing is, the thing that bothered me the most about it is that this said band and us, we shared the same agent. And when I had asked, well, what is the headliner, you know, like the people after us getting paid, I was met with, everyone's getting paid the same. Don't ask questions. Don't rock the boat. So the thing is like when you hear don't rock the boat so many times, you kind of like internalize and you're like, okay, well, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to be looked at as a crazy person, because that's what we all have to go through. If you bring up a question, you're crazy. And so we took it and we were like, okay, well, I'm just going to take it for what it is. Everyone's getting paid the same, which is great. I'm down. Let's all do it. We're all here to just play some music. And then I heard that the band after us got paid 10 times more than we did. And when you hear something like that, it's another one of those things where you're just like, is this really happening? Is this a thing? And I really appreciate the group shocking thing. That was a really great reaction. The choir was great. But the thing is like, as Essie said, I'm really lucky that I have my sisters to, you know, get like be my armor, because if I was going at it alone, I don't know what I would do. And the only thing I can say with anyone that's going, trying to be a musician, trying to do anything in the music industry, is you really have to surround yourself with people that are your armor. I was lucky enough to be born with my armor. Yeah. Born with my armor.
Just like to round out the story, because it's fascinating. Clearly, some of the people in this room, I thought everybody knew it, but because you're famous for it. But
well, are we?
Yeah, you're famous for standing up for yourselves. Not everybody. I think that this is the time. This is what it's about. This is what this era is about. It's like speaking up, being willing. First of all, you're not actually rocking the boat. You're just looking for a fair shake.
Yes. Yes.
But somebody's convincing you that doing that is rocking the boat. And
totally.
I think that's, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm just agreeing with you, totally.
Yeah, no. So yes. What I'm saying is like where we're at is like, we're just not going to put up with that anymore. Women are just not going to put up with that anymore. And you're just not going to apologize ever. So just finish the story for me. Like when you found that out, did you go to your sisters and say, well, what do we do? And then like, did anybody say,
I think, as you said, like,
we were just in complete shock that this was still happening. And
thank you so much. thank you, sir.
And we decided we needed a change, and that's what happened.
There you go. There you go. I didn't believe that there was that level of chauvinism and show business till later in my career. Because in my career, I mostly worked for women who I admired and liked and had a good relationship with. These were well-paid executives. When I had the ability to hire executives or talent, usually I hired women, but always I hired the best, most qualified candidate. And I'm not pure, I'm not perfect, but that was always obviously what you should do, and therefore I did it. In the last job I had where I had to hire people. I hired like 150 people. I know for a fact that each department was headed by a woman, and that those women were the highest paid people in the company. And I was happy about that. I didn't see that as an issue. But over the course of time, I'd run into stations, radio stations that I would consult. I used to be a consultant before I was a talk show host. I used to go to radio companies and radio stations and give them advice on how to be successful. And sometimes that worked. Not always, but sometimes that worked. I was shocked when a very young executive responded to me this way when I said, hey, why don't we hire Betty Sue for this job? And he looked at me and said, well, we already have a woman. I said, what? Yeah, we already have a woman. We already have a woman air talent. Like, what if you had all women air talent? Early in my career, very early, I ran into an interesting reverse prejudice. There was a woman at this radio station who was very good at what she did. And I said to her, why don't we hire Betty Sue for the opening in your department? And she looked at me. She looked at me and she said, I'm the woman here. I'm like, okay. I have been in situations where the women in a station, in a business, didn't want other women, or at least said they didn't want other women. That was very strange. And I didn't have the ability and time to deep dive into the wacky psychology of that. But I've run into that as well. In my experience, on a day-to-day basis, I've enjoyed more creative exchanges, more creative success when dealing with women. Interestingly, a lot of really powerful guys that I know, powerful executives that I know, Fred Silverman, the most successful television executive ever, surrounded himself with women executives. He loved to have women executives. He had the best rapport with them, got the most done with them. But it takes a different level of confidence to do that. Lord knows he had confidence. I miss that man. I miss that man. All right, who are you? I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. I didn't mean to scare you, Sean. Sorry. 888-688-WALT lets you and I talk. Sterling on Sunday. Please listen to me for this incredible phone number and this remarkable offer. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. That's the phone number for MyPillow. Right now, they are offering remarkable discounts on their slippers. They're clearing out the slippers that they've got because they're overstocked. Now, what's the big deal about their slippers? Think of the color. That's the color they've got. The browns, the taupes, the mints, beautiful slippers, comfortable. You put your foot in there, and it's an orgasm for your foot. It's remarkable. The best thing for me about the MyPillow slippers, you put them on, you can walk outside. No, that's what I said. You can put them on and walk outside. Walk the dog. Pick up the newspaper. Are there newspapers anymore? 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone and call them. Because right now, there's a live human being at MyPillow who wants to talk to you at this hour of the day, this day of the week. Yes, there's a live human being there right now at 844-0876. 800-844-0876. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone and buy yourself the slippers for Easter from MyPillow. And they have a remarkable deal on Giza Dream Sheets. You will dream of Egypt in these sheets. Again, every color you could imagine. Comfortable, like insanely comfortable. 800-844-0876. Call them, use my name, Walter, and you'll get a significant discount on the Giza Dream Sheets and the slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of
Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
All right, it's 51 past the hour with Walter Sterling. Equifax, Experium, and TransUnion all announced on Friday that they will collectively wipe 70% of a reported $195 billion in deficit from their collection account. The change targets already paid debts still stuck in collections, which can mar a consumer's credit report for up to 7 years, even after they've been paid off. The firms are also planning to remove all unpaid debts of less than $500 in the first half of 2023, a threshold that could rise significantly. Under the company's new guidance, new unpaid medical debts won't get added to credit reports for a full year, even after being sent to collections. Outstanding medical costs can result in consumers being denied loans for cars, homes, and college, as well as applications for property purchases and rentals. There's all this crap online about how you have to opt in or opt out in order to get emails. It seems to be a very big deal. Well, if you want our email, if you want our ads, you have to opt in or you have to opt out. All sorts of permission is asked online. All kinds of permission is now asked when you go to a website. Can we take your information? Can we not take your information? And I think that's all very nice. Who said that a credit reporting agency could have my information? At no time was I asked by Equifax and TransUnion if they could have my information, if they could share it, if they could sell it, because that is the biggest, crookedest industry in America. They gather information about your grandmother. She reported she paid a MasterCard 2 days late. It has marred her credit for 9 years, and that's okay. If you look at your credit report, the real credit report, the one the banks look at, not the cute little ones, the real ones, you will be stunned at what's on that credit report. For example, if you live in a major city, you will be guilty of the following. Lives within half a mile of a bar. If you live within a half a mile of a bar, it's going to show on your credit report. What does that have to do with me paying my MasterCard bill? I don't know. But there it is. Every sleazy fact about your life, your neighborhood, your home is on that credit report. Did you give them permission? No. When it gets fixed, when something gets paid, does it get paid and fixed quickly? Maybe, maybe not. Who's to say? The reason that they are erasing medical bills quickly and not your MasterCard bill is because there have been massive class action suits about medical bills on those credit reports. Massive. And because they know, as you should now know, the medical bills are inflated beyond belief. I said to a doctor of mine, I said, I was in the hospital for one night. There was no procedure done. I was just using it as a hotel. It was a $63,000 bill. Who the hell can pay that bill? And you know what my smart doctor said? He said, nobody pays that bill. I said, what do you mean? He says, those bills, those charges are heavily negotiated by the insurance companies. They're heavily, it would be negotiated down to $18,000. Most individuals don't know that those are negotiable bills. But let me tell you, United Healthcare knows those are negotiable bills, and they're negotiated down dramatically and quickly. I don't even know why they go through the dance. I don't know what the benefit is to go through the dance. But that's what they do. It's a whole scheme and scam and disgusting. You know, for you to be charged $50 for a pill is insane. Oh, it's $150. I see. Makes no sense, but it's crooked. It's wrong. It's morally bankrupt. It's spiritually corrupt. And financially, how do you do this? It's fraud. It's just fraud. So finally, these three credit agencies are being nailed and being told, you better clean up your act, because a government agency is looking into it. But wait. they all three announced that they were going to stop reporting most of the medical bills. What do you mean all three of them announced? That meant that they sat down and colluded. They sat down, these crooks sat down and colluded to make this announcement. Why didn't they be smart? Why didn't they stagger the announcement, or, you know, over a week? Well, or 2 weeks. Well, because then one of them would have had to go first and would have looked like a leader. And then the other two and the other two. But one would have looked like a leader, and we can't have that. We all have to be in lockstep. One of these companies, you know, had an enormous security breach about 4 years ago where every one of their records was exposed to the world. When you started getting those scary emails that said, we have your password, we know your password, we can get it, it came from one of those security breaches. Hundreds of thousands of people had their security information breached. I think it was Equifax. And that was sold on the open market to other crooks, and then they had your passwords. If you see a really old password, it's from that security breach, guaranteed. Terrifying. The band Haim has lifted my spirits. The way they came together and stuck together makes me feel really good. And the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.